week approved separate budget packages. With time running out before the legislature's scheduled adjournment, there's uncertainty if lawmakers can come together on one spending plan. Sean Crawford has more.
The House budget includes various funding options, ranging from a more flat-level approach to big increases. The Senate is more in the middle, but still relies on the approval of some controversial measures to generate revenue. What both budgets have in common is that neither has been embraced in the opposite chamber. With Saturday as the target date for ending the spring session, Democrats in control in both the House and Senate say they want to wrap up their business by that time. That means this week will likely include plenty of private meetings among budget negotiators, making the job more difficult as a lack of new money to spend. Also unknown is how Governor Rod Blagojevich will react if a budget reaches his desk. The governor has been cut out of the talks but has the authority to reject legislation. Blagojevich has been focused on a statewide infrastructure program, but lawmakers have seemed content to push off those discussions for now. I'm Sean Crawford.
A panel of Indiana lawmakers will meet this summer in an effort to come up with legislation on illegal immigration. The Senate and House each passed versions of a bill earlier this year that sought to punish employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants by revoking or suspending their licenses for repeated offenses, but the session ended without a law being enacted. Business and Hispanic groups opposed the legislation, claiming it could lead to racial profiling and unjust penalties. Republican Senate President Pro Tem David Long of Fort Wayne says he hopes the study committee will get a good grasp on what illegal immigration is costing Indiana government and society. The R. Kelly child pornography trial resumes today after a week of sometimes disturbing and sometimes impassioned testimony for the prosecution. Speculation as the trial began was that prosecutors might show the 27-minute videotape at the center of the case days or weeks later to allow jurors to brace themselves for the sexually explicit footage. They opted instead to cut to the chase. Within just hours of their opening statements last week, prosecutors entered the blank VHS tape into the record as People's Exhibit No. 1 and played it in open court. The R&B star is charged with child pornography for allegedly videotaping himself having sex with an underage girl. He has pleaded not guilty and faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Authorities in Kankakee County are turning to a forensic anthropologist as they try to identify remains found in a field last week. Coroner Bob Gessner says an autopsy was performed on the remains on Sunday, but the examination didn't conclusively determine a cause of death. Gessner says he isn't sure if the remains are that of a man or a woman, although 90% of the remains were recovered. He says that's enough to get a DNA match and enough for a full dental examination. The remains were found Friday afternoon in the eastern part of Kankakee County. At least one Illinois Republican is switching sides on the hotly debated GI Bill, which would pay college tuition for veterans of recent wars. Congresswoman Judy Biggert says she originally voted against the bill because the domestic spending portion of it didn't include money for Illinois research labs. She says now that the Senate has added those funds, she's jumping on board.
You know, sometimes you have to vote against something to try and get them to change what's in there before the bill is finished. So as it's moving through, it's gone over to the Senate and found out that they were going to include the money for Fermi and for Argonne. And so to me, that makes the bill something that I can vote for.
A spokeswoman for Scott Harper, Biggert's opponent in the 13th District, says the congresswoman is being disingenuous. President Bush has pledged to veto the bill, saying it might encourage troops to drop out of the military. But Biggert says Congress likely has the votes to override any potential veto. That clip you're hearing is from the soundtrack of the new Indiana Jones film. It was composed by John Williams, but wouldn't be possible without the efforts of University of Illinois English professor. The continuum fingerboard is often described as a fretless keyboard, an instrument which depends more on what the player does with their fingers over the nylon surface than the sound itself. Studio musician Randy Kerber says he was encouraged by the myriad of possibilities when preparing music for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. The fingerboard was invented a few years ago by Leopold Hocken, a professor of electrical and computer engineering. It's also been used by Led Zeppelin keyboardist John Paul Jones and Terry Lawless, a keyboardist who has played with U2. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Scott Althoff joins us for our discussion about the weather this morning. And Scott, looks like temperatures have finally leveled off a little bit after cooling by, 15 or so degrees earlier this morning.
Absolutely. About 5 a.m. it was 66, and now it's down to 51, and I guess they've kind of leveled off right now.
And we've got a little bit of rain in the forecast for today?
Yeah, from time to time. There are some showers right now coming across northwest Illinois, places like Ogle and Lee County, some showers right now, and some showers just crossing Mississippi River across Mercer and Henry County. Some showers from time to time throughout the two-state region, favoring the central and southern areas, but right now they're across northwest Illinois. The front has moved through most of central Illinois, and there's some fog still lingering across southeastern sections. There's a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Terre Haute has a visibility of a half a mile or so. Indianapolis, a half a mile. Muncie, three-quarters of a mile. And places like Lawrenceville and Olney, down to just under a mile of visibility with fog.